Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Okay, why am I making a big deal out of the fact that Gillette is Procter & Gamble is introducing a razor? This has been going on for years, where they think men are obsessed with shaving and it's the worst thing we do. I don't like it. It's a pain in the butt. But here's what's going on. Procter & Gamble is trying to get back into the premium product. That is the more expensive product. Rather than a bag of razor blade, disposable blades that cost whatever, that guys turn to during the recession, and more guys are growing facial hair now. Fewer people are shaving. So they're trying to get the most out of the guys who do shave and say, look, this will be the greatest shave ever. 20% fewer missed hairs. Cut hairs 23 microns shorter, because I do measure that every morning. 23% increased skin contact. Handle is compatible with earlier Fusion cartridges. $13 for battery-powered version. Well, you get the old micrometer out and you put it to your face and they're exactly. They're doing this because they don't know what else to do. They want to get back into the premium product. They're hoping the economy is improved enough where guys who hate shaving will want to get the best shave possible, but they have been so over-exaggerated in this over the years and what a razor will do. I use a cheap disposable little razor until it doesn't work anymore, and then I use the next one and use the next one and use the next one. Here's why, though. So think of the money they spent on research and development on this thing and what they have to get on return on investment. Just think about that. Here's why, and here's why this is a bigger deal than it may sound. Right now, would you believe that we are in one of the most enduring recoveries from a recession ever? The National Bureau of Economic Research, the semi-official arbiter of business cycles, judges that the U.S. economy began expanding again in June 2009, just more than 58 months ago. That means the current stretch of growth in terms of duration is poised to drift past the average for post-World War II recoveries. So this is a long recovery. It feels even longer than it is, but not in a good way. It is also the most anemic post-recession in recent history, if ever. Yet after almost 5 years, the recovery is proving to be one of the most lackluster in modern times. The nation's jobless rate, 6.7%, the highest on record at this stage of recent expansions. GDP has grown 1.8% year on average since the recession, half the pace of the previous three expansions. So it's long but painful. And that they're going to try to sell a $13 razor, I think, illustrates that. Because it's been so lukewarm, because job growth has been anemic and the jobs created don't pay much. And of course, everybody blames everybody else for why. But the reality is the uncertainty of Obamacare and other liberal policies, including the stimulus, by the way, snuffed out what, look, the deeper the recession, usually the more robust the expansion and recovery. That hasn't been the case this time. And consumers still are somewhat guarded. Companies still are somewhat guarded when it comes to hiring. 5 years. What's the response? Well, we didn't spend enough on the stimulus. Give me a break. The stimulus didn't do one damn thing to expand the economy. Not one thing. The uncertainty of liberal policies is what's holding us back. And the uncertainty of what the Affordable Care Act is going to do to the cost of doing business. And now the president has pushed that back for that very reason. That's why to get people to go back to their old spending ways has been very, very difficult. Procter & Gamble's brands are getting killed by store brands. People don't want to pay that much for things they use every day. People are hanging on to cars longer. I can tell you right now, earlier in our marriage, my wife and I would have purchased a new car by now. But I'm hanging on to the 2003 Ford Focus, which cracked people up on Facebook yesterday. Did you see that picture, Jason? Oh, you didn't? At facebook.com/baiterpage, 1 hour after I ran it through the car wash, it was attacked by bird poop. I mean, just assaulted. Other than that, it's still a perfectly fine car with 130,000 miles on it, and it's been very, very low. Now, we did just have to dump about $1,000 in it, so I don't want to get rid of it anytime soon. I don't. Isn't that a thing of beauty? Look at that. Right, I mean, an hour after running it through the car wash, Jason. I can't park it there, obviously. But that's what's going on. So something I don't think most men fixate over, Procter Gamble and its Gillette brand hopes can come back. Now, speaking of fixating over things, the Milwaukee Brewers continue to be doing very, very well. They're a hot team. In the last power ranking, I saw they're number 2 in Major League Baseball. They are 14-5, an incredible 9-1. 9-1? 10-1? What are they on the road now? 10-1. Excuse me. 10-1 on the road. And they did not play great defense. They did not play. Oh, they're number 1 now on ESPN. The last time I saw, they were number 2. Wow. They're number 1. That's as of this morning, right? Yeah. Brewers at 14-5. Cardinals. Still number 2, or up to number 2. The Braves have fallen. Or no, they're up 4, actually. Who fell from number 1? The Dodgers fell all the way to number 4 because they're 12-7. That's who fell. But and I know the big story from yesterday's game was the brawl. That's not what I want to talk about, though. It's not... Although Maldonado should be in big trouble, I will say that. That's not what I want to talk about. Here's what I want to talk about. It deals with human nature. As you know, Ryan Braun is being booed mercilessly every time he comes to the plate away from Miller Park. Ryan Braun also knows those boos are deserved. It's not even so much the cheating, it's the incredible lying and throwing the sample handler of his urine sample under the bus. That guy could sue Ryan Braun. He's not a public figure. That guy could sue Ryan Braun. And just he lied in such a bold fashion. So every time he comes to the plate, he hears boo, cheater. I mean, just relentless. Saturday night, top of the ninth, the Brewers are down by 1. Gene Segura is on. Ryan Braun comes to the plate, top of the ninth, and I don't remember if it was 1 or 2 outs. The paper said 2 out. I thought it was only 1 out, but it doesn't matter. Clutch situation. The boos in Pittsburgh, PNC Park, were deafening. I mean deafening. What does he do? He hits it out of the park. The Brewers take the lead in the ninth. K-Rod comes in and shuts it down. Fast forward to yesterday. The Brewers are down a run in the ninth. Ryan Braun comes to the plate with the bases empty. What does the Pittsburgh crowd do again? They boo. Loudly. Deafening. Again. What does Ryan Braun do? Again, he hits it out of the park. The Brewers tie the game, which brings it to extra innings, and in extra innings they win. Now, you can't say that it was a game winner, but it was a game extender, which allowed the Brewers the opportunity to win. in clutch must-do situations. They booed him mercilessly, and he responded with home runs critical to Brewer victories. By the way, K-Rod is perfect in save attempts. Just a little aside there. If you look at Ryan Braun's home and away performance right now, at home, he is batting, it looks like, under 200. On the road, his on-base percentage approaches 450. I believe, now, and I know these have come in spurts on the road too, by the way. I know that. It hasn't been consistent hitting, but his hitting is much better on the road than it is at home. Overall, he's 300. Here's what I believe. I believe he is channeling the negativity. And earlier in the show, I likened this to when coaches ice a kicker in the NFL. Statistics show it's a mistake. It's a huge mistake. They have a better kicking percentage when they're ice than when they don't. It doesn't work. Now, the difference between a coach doing that and 40,000 people doing that is 40,000 people can't all get on the same page. Here's what I argued. Imagine if in a clutch situation like that, Ryan Braun came up to the plate and the crowd was deathly silent. I think that would really get in his head. Really get in his head. You know what? Here's what I use this as. The example. Remember Albert Pujols when he was with the Cardinals, Jason, and Miller Park fans would boo him? What would he do? He would knock the cover off the darn thing. It practically needed FAA flight clearance. He fed on that. Ryan Braun is feeding on this. Now, I am one who said I was going to have a hard time forgiving him, and I am one of those who think that I do have a right that Ryan Braun needs forgiveness. Others disagree on that. I have to admit, though, I respect the hell out of the way that he's channeling this. I can't lie. And am I upset that it's helping the Brewers win? Well, no, I'm not going to lie about that. I think it's amazing what he's doing, especially when he knows he deserves the boos. Albert Pujols was hated for being good and, you know, some other personality quirks, but mostly because he was a Brewer killer. Okay, you're going to feed on that. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you don't like me? How do you like me now? Ryan Braun knows he deserves the boos. So to be channeling that, I think, is remarkable. And I have to admit, I respect him for it. I do. And I think performing better on the road under those circumstances, I think it says a lot. I truly do. Now, no away crowd's going to figure this out. They're going to continue to boo the snot out of him. And I mean, it's really loud. And he deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. But he's using it to the positive. I mean, in back-to-back days, to go up there and face that type of response and to hit a desperately needed home run in each case. Now, as I said, these came in groups. Three of the home runs came in one game in Philly. Maybe it's a Pennsylvania thing. I don't know. But I think he does deserve credit for that. And I think fans on the road where the Brewers are playing are idiots. But do you think it's going to stop? Of course not. Do you think Ryan Braun cares? Apparently not. We'll get to a couple of other things yet before the end of the show. It's 10:50.
The Jerry Bader Show.